shoulders. Well, I'm here to say hello to you. I want to first thank Wendy and the teachers and those that invited me here. This is Friday, and when I was your age and went to school, everything was relaxed on Friday. That's the day we could sing Old MacDonald Had a Farm. I want to tell you a little bit about myself to start out with. I come from a large family, 8 boys and 4 girls. Four of us boys became ministers. I married a lady who with 16 in her family, but I waited until after we were married to remind my wife that 14 was a fair average. I was born in the foothills of Alberta, Canada. Our west fence was the last fence before the foothills and the Rocky Mountains. And horses ran wild back there. And horse thieves would come right in the middle of the day and take any horse that didn't have a brand on it. We had a brand. My father inherited it from his father, Samuel Walter Gamble. And our brand was S, reverse G, and half diamond above. But so I was brought up a cowboy. Not the Hollywood kind, but the real cowboy that did everything that cowboys do. In fact, when I was 15, I used to go to the auction sales where they sold everything on the farm, and I'd buy a unbroken horse for about $10, and then I would break it in and sell it for maybe $20. And I gave the Lord 10% and I kept the rest. So I knew what a lariat was. I could rope a running steer or a stationary fence post. Now, my wife and I both wanted to go to Alaska. She wanted to go to Alaska before we ever started going together, and I wanted to from the time I heard Nita Amundsen, the adopted daughter of the famous explorer Amundsen, who spoke in our church. And she said, "Who's going to come to Alaska and preach to us Eskimos?" And so I said, "Here am I, send me." So that's how come we both came to Alaska. We drove up the Alaska Highway with one son sitting in a seat between us and a baby that my wife has held. And so we distributed diapers all the way up that Alaska Highway. When we arrived in Northway, it was 25 below zero. And we spent 21 years in Alaska and established 5 churches. Is this a map?
Sure. If you want to tell me where in Alaska to go, I can move it there. I have Bethel here. We'll go to Bethel. So we're leaving St. Petersburg and flying to Bethel, Alaska.
Bethel, Alaska. Enjoy your stay.
We started in Northway. It's away. Do you have Northway?
Let me get Northway right here.
From Bethel, Alaska to Northway, Alaska, it's as far as from Oklahoma City to Greensboro, North Carolina. Alaska is a fifth the size of the United States. Yeah, there it is. Northway and Tetlin villages, we started churches in each of those places. And that's about 60 miles inside of Alaska, about 14 miles from the Alaska Highway. So there's Alaska, Bethel way over there. And of course, I'm sure all of you know where Fairbanks is. Well, we'll say more about that as we go along. So, with little help from some of you, I'll listen to and answer your questions. All right. I'll give you what actually happened. My wife went 270 miles to Fairbanks sick, and she came home from Fairbanks at 270 miles at 72 below zero. I spent all day starting a Jeep pickup truck that was standing right out in the open at 72 below zero. We had no electricity in the village, no running water, no telephone. I put plywood around the truck, put a sleeping bag over the hood, got a blowtorch started into an elbow of a stovepipe, put that under the oil pan, and left it there for an hour. Brought the warm battery out and put it in. Took out all the plugs and put just a little squirt of ether starting fluid in each hole. If I put too much in, it'd blow up the whole truck. So you had to know just how much to put in. Yes. When I got the truck started, I still didn't have all my problems solved because I couldn't get it to go around the corner. But it loosened up, and for the first mile, it was a thump, 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 thump where the flat side of the tire was. So that's how cold. That's another good question. I have burnt my feet putting a roof on a building, so it does get 85 up to 90. In fact, in Palmer, northwest of Anchorage, they have about 90 days of growing season. They grow big cabbage, turnips, carrots. I've grown potatoes that were bigger than you'd get in the stores down here. So it does get warm in summer. Well, down around Palmer that I mentioned, they have about 90 days of growing season. However, things grow day and night, so they grow fast. That's very interesting that you should ask that. Alaska, you can really see the northern lights. It's just like shaking a big blanket clear across the sky. And in Alaska, you can hear them crackle from the static electricity. And they come out on a usually on a very clear, brisk night. They call it the Aurora Borealis. They have a college called Alaska College right close to Fairbanks. They've done millions of dollars worth of research on what effect the northern lights have on the military equipment and things like that, because it does have an effect, and that's an issue, especially in time of war. No. I'll tell you what we have from Barrow. My wife had a pair of bedroom slippers that were made by Mrs. Solomon in Barrow. And Mrs. Solomon has beadwork in the Metropolitan Museum. And after my wife passed, I gave those slippers to my adopted Eskimo daughter. And we do have an adopted Eskimo daughter that we adopted at age 2. Now, concerning Barrow, that's right way north, right near Prudhoe Bay, where all that oil comes from. It's a small village, maybe 100 or so, maybe several hundred. Yes. Well, it was quite a bit north, because I was riding in an airplane going to Fort Yukon, and all of a sudden we went, and the pilot said, "I'm sorry, it was quite a bump when we went over the Arctic Circle." But he was just joking. Yeah. She's asking where we lived. We first lived in Northway. And while we're Northway, that's just inside the Alaska border, 14 miles off the highway.
There's a little pin there where Northway is.
And we lived in an Indian village. These are Athapascan Indians. And we were the only white people in the village. Us, we were there, and the school teacher. All the rest were Indians. We lived there for 8 years.
Do you know how long the oil line is?
Yes. The oil line is 800 miles long. It goes from Prudhoe Bay east of Point Barrow all the way down to through Alaska to Valdez. They started building it in March of 75 and finished it in May of 77. They did 5 years of research and testing of the land and the soil. It was built in 6 sections by 5 different companies. They had to go over 3 mountains, but there's a lot of what they call tundra in Alaska. And under this tundra is 135 feet of permafrost, frozen ground. That oil comes out of the ground at 140 degrees, and inside the pipes it's doing about 120. If they put that on the frozen ground, why, the pipes would sink. So about half of the pipe is built up above the ground. And that at least lets the caribou and the moose and everything go under. And, there's a lot of details. It was President Nixon that gave the okay. When I arrived in Alaska, it was 25 below zero, and I told you, it gets down to 72.
It's up to 85.
Any more questions about the pipeline? Yes. Yes, that's about 120. Especially on the northern part.
Have you ever seen a glacier fall?
A glacier fall? Yes. Alaska has many glaciers, and you all hear about what's happening in our world, and it's melting faster than it should, and these glaciers are melting faster and going farther back than they usually do. They're very beautiful, though.
Once I went to Alaska and we saw one of the biggest glaciers fall.
Good. Where was that? Must have been out of Anchorage a bit.
Outside of it. Outside of it. Yeah. I once went to Nome, and I went to a dog race. Into a sled dog race.
You went to a dog race?
In Nome. She went to a sled dog race in Nome.
Right in the city. Well, Let me tell you my story about sled dogs. I was teaching the Charlie David, who was the chief of the Tetlin village. He and his wife would come over every winter, and we had Bible school in Northway. We'd start out the year with about 14 students in the fall and end up in the spring with about five. But after 3 years, those two graduated and preached for 50 years. But anyway, he took me the 14 miles from the highway into Tetlin Village. That's the only way he could get into Tetlin Village was by dog sled or boat in summer or plane in winter. And so he had these six dogs going in. Now these Indians have very few words. They don't use any extra words. So when it came time to go back the 14 miles of the highway, I noticed there were two dog sleds. He took three of the trained dogs and put them on each sled, and I didn't know that he had year and a half old dogs in the village that were never trained. So we had three of these untrained dogs hooked to each sled, and I had never driven a dog sled in my life. And so he said, "I take this team, you take that team, follow me." Away he went. Now, these dog sleds have this thing comes up that you hold on to, but if you're going to run into a tree, you have to swing your whole body and step on the runner so it catches the snow that you miss the tree. So I had to learn in a hurry. We weren't halfway there when one dog petered out, and we put him on the sled and he rode. And then I only had five dogs, three trained and one untrained, but we made it all 14 miles.
What kind of food did you eat?
Well, out in the villages, they eat a lot of fish, especially they have smoked salmon breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But we ate pretty well the way they do down here. But I know it's hard to believe, but there's an area west of Fairbanks, in that western area, that's bigger than the state of Texas, where there isn't two communities that are joined by road, and most of the communities have no electricity or telephone or sidewalks or running water, etc. And that's a big area. I spent 8 years in Bethel, and Bethel is a central village surrounded by about 60 villages. That is the biggest Eskimo population in the world. And yet that's not that many. There are more Koreans in Orange County in California than there are Eskimos in Alaska. She's asking if I have a parka.
Yeah.
I had two parkas during those 21 years. The first was made out of beaver. Beautiful parka. And then I had a, when I was in the western part of Alaska in Bethel, Maggie Lynn, the grandmother Eskimo, made me a sealskin parka. Very, very beautiful. And she, I paid for the skins, she did the work. Now, let me say just a couple words about the difference between a kuspuk and a parka. The women make a thing out of heavy cloth that goes over their head, and it has a hood on it, but that's their summer parka. It has no fur at all, and it's quite long. But and generally, the women's parkas are longer than the men's. The men's are more like a short jacket, just a little below the belt. The women's are longer down near the knee. But whether you're a man or a woman, they have a beautiful design around the edge and around the cuffs. And people that know Alaska well can tell what area they came from by that design, because it's a pattern, a cultural pattern. And it's beautiful. It's made very beautiful. I'd like to know what that's made of. Seal skin, that's what mine. They also have mukluks made of fur. The mukluks don't have the fur on them. It's just like.
Did any of your family decide to stay up there?
No.
No. How many kids did you end up having?
We have three boys, Two of them were born in Winnipeg. One was born in Alaska. He's the only one that can be president because the other two were born in Canada. And then we adopted Eskimo girl at age 2, and she's in her early 50s now.
How did you come to Florida?
Well, I had my middle son, who was an attorney, lived 3 blocks from Westminster Suncoast. And so they encouraged us to sell our home beyond Seattle. We came clear across the nation, and glad we did. That's a wonderful, wonderful place, that Westminster Suncoast. Well, I didn't hunt any bear. There are more bear in Alaska than there are people. But my philosophy in bear hunting is never trouble trouble till trouble troubles you. But as driving along the highway, I've seen many bear. I think one of the biggest adventures I remember is one time I tried to walk into Tetlin Village. That's 14 miles across country at about 25 below zero. And I was following the path. One of the Indians saw me and thought I was a moose. But he didn't shoot me. But he took me on into the village. But when I think back, if I had gotten lost or gotten on a wrong trail at 25 below zero, that. And I also remember a day of coming out of Tetlin, that 14 miles by dog sled, and there again I had the truck sitting right outside beside the Alaska Highway with the nearest person 7 miles away, and I had to get that truck started. And so I got some dry branches and put some gas out of the blowtorch and got a fire going, and in time I got the car going, pickup truck. Yes.
And they were all like, one was eating something, and one of the cubs were eating something, and then the two other cubs were wrestling.
Yes, don't ever get between the mother and the cubs. Yes. Yeah, bears like honey very much, and I don't know how they don't get stung.
How did you know that Indian thought you were a moose?
He told me later. No, we were up there. They had all the school classes in English.
Okay.
And in the village, we helped the older people learn English. And all our church services and the school and everything was in English. But older Indians learned their English from those that built the Alaska Highway. So sometimes they got some quite colorful English So it wasn't unusual for the chief to stand up in church and testify, and he said, "I had a hell of a good blessing last week," because they learned their English from those that built the highway. That's a good question. What were we doing in Alaska? We were missionaries, and we established 5 churches in Alaska. One in Northway and Tetlin and Fairbanks and Anchorage and in another village named Nunapiachuk, Eskimo village. And what was the rest of your question?
I think you answered it. He was building churches, and
My wife delivered in Northway. My wife delivered 24 Indian babies. Before we went there, many people, especially in the spring of the year, when they had the spring runoff water and so forth. There's a lot of dysentery and so forth, but during the time that my wife, we were there 8 years in Northway, and we only lost 7 people by death, and 4 of them were due to alcohol. So my wife did a wonderful work saving lives. No, the Eskimos and Indians are separate races. And the Indians that we worked with were Athabascan. And now the Eskimos are quite unified culture, because the Eskimos in Iceland and in Yukon Territory up north of Canada and clear into Siberia, they all have a similar old story that they tell. They have the same kind of dog sled, they have the same shape ice pick, and so there's a lot of evidence that there's a unity of culture and quite a bit of unity of language, which certainly isn't true among the Indians. There's so many Indian tribes.
How many different Indian tribes?
Well, I'm not sure of all of them, but in that area, it's strictly, where we worked, it was strictly Athabascan. Down in the southern part of Alaska, it's other Indian tribes, but I'm not sure of all of them. No. I didn't do any whale hunting, but I do have some pictures of a whale that they caught up in Kotzebue.
I can't see from back here. Is your tie scrimshaw?
My tie is made from
ivory
before it was illegal to make it. Yes, I guess so.
Okay.
There's a picture of 2 wolves, I think.
Okay. But it is illegal to do that now.
Yes. But I had this before that time. And I have some other ivory, and of course I've given bracelets and bolo ties and so forth to my children. Well, they want to protect the walruses and so forth, and they don't want people killing too many of them, so they made a law against it.
Just like in Africa, they used to kill elephants for their ivory tusks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they used to do that with walruses too, so that's illegal now. This is a long time ago. Yes, Kai.
Could they make ivory out of narwhal's tusks?
I don't know. Is a narwhal's tusk made out of ivory? Mm-hmm. I don't even know that.
Yes. Walrus?
A narwhal. Narwhal. What do you know that, like, whale with the tusks?
Yeah. I'm sure, yeah. I think so. Did you have your hand up? You just swatting flies.
Do we have any more questions?
While I think about questions, how much time do we have? Yes, but they do have some laws where the native people, like the Eskimos, can kill some whales for food. So that's quite complicated laws. Well, if we have a minute or two, I'll tell you a couple of jokes that I tell my great-grandkids. You have to participate in this. What did one firecracker say to the other? She knows. My pop's bigger than yours. What did one fire hose say to the other?
Fire hose.
Hi, squirt. What did one wall say to the other? I'll meet you in the corner. What'd the wallpaper say to the wall? Stick 'em up, I got you covered. So they barely miss.